currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. With summer already in full swing, here's a friendly reminder from Sergeant James Knoss about the boat noise ordinance, along with general water and boating safety advice.
As we begin the summer, we always like to remind people to be safe on the water and make sure that their boat has all the required safety equipment. Make sure you have your life jackets, make sure you have your class 4 throwable, make sure you got your fire extinguisher, and just in general, think safety first when you're out on the water.
It's important to have these provisions as you'll never know what to expect, especially during the busier times in the boating season.
Boating in Lake Washington is very popular, and we'll see several hundred boats every day during summer. And as we get towards seafare, that number increases to several thousand boats. And you have to really keep a safety lookout, make sure you're not passing in front of or behind another boat that's going to cause you problems in your vessel. And watch out for swimmers, paddleboarders, kayakers, other people that are hard to see. Certainly the person being towed behind another speedboat is also a person to watch for. Sometimes the tow boat doesn't always leave enough room, and you as the other boater out there might have to take some evasive actions to keep everybody safe.
There are a couple points in particular when it comes to enjoying your time safely out on the water.
Make sure your boat can hold the number of people you bring with you. Every boat has a placard that talks about how many people are allowed on your boat, and we don't want to see you with more people than the boat can hold safely. When you go out, remember that you're going to be in the sun, you're going to be having a good time. Make sure you stay hydrated, bring lots of water, reduce the amount of alcohol you'll be drinking, because the water and the sun tend to have a bigger impact on your sobriety than you might think.
Unsafe boating can have ramifications for those on boats or even those enjoying other water activities. It's important to not only look out for other boats, but also individuals out in the water.
In 2013, was the lowest fatality rate nationwide for boating accidents, but still leading the cause is alcohol-involved accidents. And that's both the paddlecraft and the motorboats. And right now, paddlecraft is 59% of all fatality accidents.
Another element to keep in mind is the boat noise ordinance, which obliges us to stay respectful to others out in the water or around the lake.
This will be the third summer that we've been enforcing the Kirkland noise ordinance. And basically, we want everyone to have fun, but be respectful of other people on the water and the residents on the lake. And what it is it's a noise ordinance that addresses sound coming from individual boats that can be heard over 300 feet away. The first time we contact you, we'll probably share a flyer. It talks about the ordinance, it tells what can and can't be heard, and everything that can be heard is everything from loud motor noises to loud stereos, honking your horn repeatedly and excessively. Horns should only be used for safety reasons and not for entertainment or to tease your buddy or anything like that. And this will be the third year. The first 2 years, people have been very respectful during the summer, and they've done very well. We've only had a few complaints, only a couple citations have been issued. And we expect the Kirkland residents will continue along that path of respecting their neighbors when they're out on the water having a good time.
Ultimately, Sergeant Knoss and the other patrollers are just trying to make sure the area is safe and fun for everyone.
The Kirkland Waterfront is a very enjoyable place to come visit and participate in water sports and water activities. We do ask that everyone remember to be respectful, have fun, but always think of the other boaters and neighbors around so that everybody can enjoy the day as well as you.
For more boat safety tips, visit the city's website, www.kirklandwa.gov/communitywatercraftsafety. Thanks to the safety-mindedness of Girl Scout troops from Holy Family Parish School, Rose Hill Meadows Park has a new feature. A swing specially designed for children with disabilities was funded by the Girl Scouts through a bake sale fundraiser.
Because if someone has disabilities, they might want to swing, but if they can't hold up their neck, they'll tilt backwards and they might die. So they have to sit, have a swing that has a little thing that will support, and they'll be able to sit on it and swing.
The ribbon cutting, signaling the official opening of the swing, was on June 9th in the park. The girls presented a check to Kirkland Park's maintenance supervisor, Tim Werner.
All of us at the City of Kirkland, thank you for working so hard to raise this money and provide this swing for everyone in our city to use. So thank you a lot.
Kirkland's summer special event season is in full swing. Kirkland Uncorked is set to wine and dine the downtown Kirkland area at Marina Park from July 18th to July 20th. The two sections of the Food and Wine Festival are the Tasting Garden, which is for attendees who are 21 years or older with valid ID, and the Street Fair, which is open to attendees of all ages. The festival will benefit the Homeward Pet Adoption Center, so fetch your friends and come have a good time while helping out a great organization. The Street Fair portion is free, while the Tasting Garden requires a ticket that can be purchased online or at a number of ticket outlets. You can find more information about where to buy a ticket, what wineries will be participating, and much more at www.explorekirkland.com. Another fun local event is the 12th annual Kirkland Classic Car Show, co-hosted by the Legends Car Club and the Kirkland Downtown Association. The show will be on July 27th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in downtown Kirkland and is free to attend. There will be raffles and games in addition to over 500 hot rods and classic cars. There will be trophies awarded at the event for a number of categories, and one car will even win the Best of Show honor. If you're interested in entering your car or learning more about the event, you can visit www.legendscarclub.net. To receive the city's monthly special events guide, subscribe at www.explorekirkland.com. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.